If you'd like to know what goes on at Chatterbox, you can listen to Future Radio's recent short interview with Chairman David Potten and me. I hope you enjoy the programme.
This is your community.
Your voice.
Your
voice,
station.
Voice, Future Radio.
Right now, I've got Marjorie Ead and David Potten, who've come to tell me all about, and I've got to get this right, Chatterbox, which was first established some 40 years ago this year, as I understand it, 1978 Chatterbox, which is like an umbrella for chat around, if I've got my ideas right. And chat around, Marjorie, has been going for 20 years now?
Yes. Chat around is one of the range of programmes that Chatterbox puts out. So
tell me, David, what exactly is Chatterbox, and how does Chatterround fit into it?
Chatterbox is the Norwich Weekly talking newspaper. Every week we put together a summary of articles from the evening news from the previous week. We record it and we send it out on USB sticks to about 450 listeners who are either blind or visually impaired in the Norwich area.
Now, I'm interested in, you immediately said memory sticks, they are flash drives or whatever you want to call them in this day and age. I bet it wasn't like that when you started.
Oh, no, we started off with cassette tapes.
Does anybody know what a cassette tape is anymore? I bet if you gave them one of those to somebody under 20, they'd go, what's this? But it must have been, when you first started it, the idea, who gave you the idea? What was the sort of reasoning behind it? And how on earth did you go about thinking about how we're going to distribute this?
Well, I wasn't there at the time, mm-hmm. but it was put together by a team from the Evening News. Around that time, there were a lot of other talking newspapers getting established. And so somebody in Norwich got the idea that it would be good to have one for Norwich. And a small group, mainly associated with Maddermarket Theatre and the Evening News and EDP, decided to try and produce it. And they started work on preparations in mid-1978. I think the first edition actually went out in the beginning of 1979. Since then, we've been producing 51 editions a year. We just normally miss Christmas week. And tomorrow, we're going to produce edition number 2000.
Future Radio 107.8. Radio that does different.
Wow, edition number 2000. Marjorie, where do you fit into all this, and how long have you been involved in it?
I myself, I've been involved in it a couple of years, but really it all goes back to Neris Griffiths, who was asked to set up a magazine programme in 1998, and I say I took over a couple of years back, and the idea really is to help blind and visually impaired people to keep up to date with what's going on, and just doing it through interviews.
And when you say you do it through interviews, do you do the interviews yourself, or are you behind the scenes actually making sure that all the others are doing the job properly, or are you a little bit of both?
I'm very fortunate to have a team of four people and I who go out and talk to individuals or organisations. We have our own sound engineer, which is great. And we're looking to speak to perhaps people's or organisations in the news, or somebody interesting who's got something interesting to say relevant to Norfolk.
And is it so that it strikes me that it's a very magazine-y kind of feel to it, as opposed to a sort of a punchy news output?
Yeah, the idea is, and we have to have a very wide range of topics, and it's always helpful if you've got a team, because people have different interests and different contacts, and there's not really much, apart from being relevant to Norwich and Norfolk, there's not many no-go areas, it's very broad. And we like to keep it like that because, you know, the listeners have the option to listen or not to listen and go on to the next edition. So,
which I suppose is always, it's just a little bit like a newspaper, isn't it? You don't have to read every article and you take the ones that fancy you. I know this is putting you on the spot a little bit and perhaps you weren't ready for this, but do you have a favourite or a most unusual topic or conversation or interview that you've covered over the last few years? Or shall I come back to you on that when you've had a think?
I think probably one of the more unusual ones is an interview with Alexa from the Echo.
Okay.
And really the idea of that was to explain to people how the Echo works, and because it has not, you don't need to have a lot of technological background, and it's being followed by the RNIB, the Royal National Institute for the Blind. They're very keen on that, and one of us did an interview with Alexa, and just to see how this, you know, this story comes out. And
what's your mind of information?
Yeah, great. I mean, by all accounts, there is nothing she couldn't answer.
That sounds quite interesting. And I mean, to go back to what we talked about earlier, David, I mean, I mentioned straight away about cassette tapes and everything else. What a complete difference that is. And the fact that you're now talking to a box that's sitting on a desk or on a table in the kitchen.
That's right. And we can already see what's going to happen next in terms of our technology, because at the moment we send out 450 sticks in wallets every week. Well, you know, it won't be long before somebody doesn't need to have a stick or a wallet or a little box to play the stick in. All they'll have to do is say to Alexa or Fred or whatever you call the machine, play me this week's Chatterbox, and it will automatically play it.
And is that something that you've got in line at the moment? Is that the way that you actually go in? Is that a new dimension that's going to be available in the near future?
Yeah, our technical officer is already looking at the feasibility of setting it up. It'll be a few years off yet, but we're at the sharp edge of the technology.
And you, I mean, you say at the moment, I mean, it must be quite an undertaking to put all these memory sticks in little packages and send them off. You say you've got how many, over 400 that you're sending out?
We have about 450 a week, and we have a team of 100 or so volunteers, and each week 25 of them, so we have four teams of 25, are involved in putting in, sorting out the envelopes, doing the recording, sorting out the articles, doing the administration, and finally putting the recorded sticks into wallets and posting them off.
And I mean, that obviously is Norfolk wide, as we've discovered, or as we've discussed already. But do you look to, or are you looking to increase the listenership and the participation, or are you sort of at a point where you have got a maximum feel with the numbers of people you've got available to do it? And I guess, talking about what we just discovered about the technology and the way that it's going, are you looking to broaden that out?
We're certainly not sitting on our laurels. We would be delighted to have more listeners. Anybody who is blind or visually impaired can contact us. We provide the sticks free, we provide the postage free, we provide the boxes that they listen to free. And the postage, in fact, is free courtesy of the Royal Mail, which is an enormous amount of money that they save us every week.
I'm thinking about the technology that you're now getting into, and the fact that you might be looking to use Alexa or some other particular operation like that. Is it available to download online now, or is it just done by memory stick?
Yes, you can listen online to every edition of Chatterbox on our website, which is www.cbtn.org.uk.
Okay, and Marjorie, looking sort of forward, I mean, as I say, you're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Chatterround, and the 40th anniversary, as you quite nicely pointed out to me right at the beginning, of Chatterbox. How far do you see this going? Can you see it going for another 20 or 40 years?
I think, really, as long as we're adapting to the new people who become visually impaired, then I don't see why not. And it's lasted because it's needed and because it's welcomed. We get listener feedback, we have a listeners panel, and they tell us what they liked and what they didn't like, and suggest people to interview, and we have great involvement. As long as we can continue with that, I think it will go on.
And it strikes me, I mean, doing a programme like this, I do a sport programme at the weekends as well, trying to engage people and find the information and get people to take interviews, is that something that you have any, I mean, you're doing it on a weekly basis, so I mean, it's quite an interesting concept. Do you find that it's difficult to get people to engage, or is it very easy?
I haven't had any difficulty getting people to engage. They want to support visually impaired people, and there are so many people with an interesting story to tell. If you know what you're looking for and think it's going to be interesting, then I think they're very keen to talk to us.
That's brilliant. And finally, David, then just to remind us again, how exactly can people, if they want to actually sign up to listen, or perhaps are you still looking for volunteers? Are you always looking for volunteers to help out with the myriad of jobs that you've already described to me? How do they get in contact?
There are several ways. You can ring us on 01603 765 365. It's an answering machine, but it's all calls are answered on a Thursday. You can email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk, or you can write to us at 240 King Street, Norwich, NR12TT.
So there's plenty of ways to get in contact then with Chatterround and Chatterbox. If you've got a story to tell, I am absolutely sure that they would love to hear from you. And if you want to get involved with Chatterround, then please do contact them. Thank you very much indeed for your time. It's something that I have to be on to put my hand up and say I had never heard of until a couple of weeks ago, because we were hoping to talk to you about 2 weeks ago, I believe. And I did a little bit of homework on it, and I found it absolutely fascinating. And I should have known better, really, because here at Future Radio, a couple of years ago, we used to work with Norwich City Football Club on producing a CD version of the match day programme for the blind and the visually impaired, so that they could, when they went to the match and that, they could listen to the programme as opposed to obviously not being able to read it. So it's something I should have really taken on board in it. But thank you very much indeed for your time, for coming in this afternoon and telling us all about it.
Thank you.
Chatterbox Chairman David Potten and I were talking to Phil Arms of Future Radio.